From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
RIAA, bite me.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Show. It is Saturday, April 11th, the year of our Lord, 2026. It's great to be with you. We've got a spontaneous, unplanned show for you today, and that's the best, isn't it? It really is. Let me take my headphones off so we can do the rumble. As soon as the intro is over, we're going right into the rumble. Turn this down. And I'm going to turn that down and stop that playing. And it's on 56. I don't know how I managed to do that on the volume level. Bitty. Okay, here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for April 11th, the year of our Lord, 2026. I am Stephen Roy. It's great to be with you today. You know, sometimes, as I've mentioned on previous shows, the best shows are those that are unscripted. And I'm almost completely unprepared today. But I know a few things that I do want to talk about. And it's always great to be with you. We have more and more followers that watch us every week on the Rumble. And I do appreciate that. I got my Bigfoot shirt on today. See Bigfoot here? Got that shirt in Ruidoso, New Mexico. 4th of July, I believe, last year. 4th of July weekend, week. And we went there for a few days with our entire family. Rented a big house and had such a great time. My stepdaughter, son-in-law, our grandchildren, my brother-in-law, another friend, we were all there, and we had a great time. It was fun. Nice big house up in the woods, and it was 99% of it was just great. Just great. The only thing that was bad was they have a fireworks show at a local hotel. It's also an Indian casino, and it's a madhouse. There's no place to sit unless you sit on a blanket on the ground or bring your own chairs. So Dee and I didn't even end up staying, because I'm not kidding you. There was like 5,000 people there hours before the fireworks actually went off. Other than that, we had a wonderful time. We did. We had a great time. Grilled out every day. Had some wonderful meals. Wonderful. My wife Dee and her brother are really, really good cooks. So they grilled some. Oh my gosh. I think Dee's brother brought some steaks. I'm not kidding you. They were like this thick. So good. That's my favorite thing in the world is a nice big juicy steak. And then as I fix my chair, my second favorite thing is probably barbecue, Texas barbecue. I didn't know what Texas barbecue was until I moved to Texas, and it is nummy. I love barbecue. Almost everywhere I've went, I've enjoyed it. You know, when we were in Kansas City, what did we eat there? We ate at the Arrowhead Stadium on Monday Night Football. This is October 2024. I think I just had a hamburger. And hamburger and fries. And it was okay. As you would expect, at a stadium, it was good. And the night before, I think I had a Philly cheesesteak. Why did I have a Philly cheesesteak in Kansas City? Kansas City barbecue is famous. I should have had that. But anyway, that was the point of my story. You see how television is great when you ramble? So let me send a shout out. Hey, if you're a TV or radio station watching today, thank you so much for watching. Thank you for watching. I do appreciate it. Let me say one thing. You know, I didn't even test the video last week, and you might have noticed there was some stuff like over here. Well, a quarter of this room is my studio. The rest of this room is Dee's craft area. So if I pan the camera over here, you'd see Ribbon, because Dee is the most incredible present wrapper. So there's a counter here. I'm not kidding you. It's probably 7 feet long. Eight seems a bit far. Seems a bit long. I bet it's 7 feet long. And this table here is where Dee wraps presents. Now, last Christmas, I don't think she wrapped one present here, because a lot of my studio stuff is over here, too. There's a fan right there. So when I get done with the rumble, if it's hot, I'll turn this fan on. There's a studio light up there. Up there. There's a studio light up there. There's a studio light up there. That studio light is, I think, what does this. But I don't put makeup on. As I mentioned on last week's show, if I ever worked in television again, I would have to put makeup on my head to stop the glareage. But this is decidedly high tech. I have an HD iPad that records the show, right? So I can look into the camera there. And the video is very good. I think I've had this iPad less than a year. In June, on my birthday, it'll be a year. Dee got it for me for my birthday last June. And then it sits on a tripod. And then behind it used to be a ring light. Well, now it's up there. After I got this HD iPad, there was like a funny reflection over here. And that's why I had to put the light up there. Of course, there's still a reflection off the neon light, but that's okay. That's okay. It's white up here from Roy, and it's blue up here from radio. But oh well. I think as I move in my chair again. Oh, that's great television, right? Great television. Yeah, enjoy it. Anyway, I wanted to talk for a minute about space travel. Now, if you've watched the show or listened before, you know I'm a technology nerd. I'm a technology geek. I'm a self-admitted technology dude, and I do love all technology. I've worked in tech, and I've done engineering work for over 30 years, right? And I enjoy fixing stuff. I enjoy working with stuff. So one of the reasons why I do very little show prep for this show. If I did, it would be 100% better as far as being prepared for the show. I don't get paid for this show. I don't have enough followers or views on Rumble to even get paid. So I do this as a public service. I do this because I love it. As Blair used to say, radio is fun when you don't get paid to do it, right? Because it's just fun. You just do it. You don't have some general manager telling you not to say nummy or other things. And I told that story before. I should tell you again. My first full-time radio station, I did learn a tremendous amount. I learned stuff that I could teach young journalists about how to do television and radio. And I have done television. Tech Stuff, your show about technology, was seen in 30 different markets. Now, back then, I used to mail tapes all over the country, right? Because the show was tape-based. This is before streaming. This is before, you could podcast. It was well before that. I found Radio Free Dishnuts because I didn't want to have to record tapes and dub tapes to send 30 tapes all over the nation. But for my friends that are watching in the Northeast, my show used to be played on Cablevision Long Island, and it used to be played on the Manhattan Neighborhood Network, which is MNN, plays just in Manhattan. That's probably most famous for the Naked Channel, right? The Naked Channel, the Naked Show, used to be talked about on Seinfeld. Well, they actually, they tried to take them off the air, and they went to court, and they won. That show was shown in the middle of the night during what they call safe harbor hours, which is historically between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. That's when you can air stuff that's more risque than you can during the day, right? Safe harbor hours. There's still restrictions for the public airwaves. Doesn't matter if it's television or radio. There are things that you can't say on the radio or say or do on TV. And that's for a reason, because you're using the public space. You're being granted permission to use the public airwaves to broadcast. So there should be restrictions as to what you say or do, right? So even in cable television or satellite, there should be warnings, at least, before something airs. And you'll see this on most television programs, even streamed online. It'll say sexual situations, or my favorite is flashing lights could cause convulsions. I don't know exactly what it says, but I find it humorous because I'm not affected by anything like that, right? So, and I certainly don't want to see any nudity. Bleh. So, I make myself laugh sometimes. Anyway, so I explain all this, that, you know, I do have television and radio experience, vast majority of which is non-traditional television and radio. And I tried to explain to somebody on my last interview that traditional television and radio is dead. It's not like it used to be. I mean, it still exists. I still love traditional radio. Some traditional television is good, although most of what's on the networks, like ABC, NBC, CBS, Faux News, you know, most of those channels just air crap. It's just absolute crap. You know, if I didn't work in cable and get cable television for mostly free, I probably wouldn't pay for it. I'd put up a good antenna and I'd stream everything else. D and I, 99% of what we watch on TV is streamed. I mean, even sports events, right? Like Texas Tech softball, baseball, even some football would be is usually on the Mouse Network Plus. So, you know, D gets that as part of her cell phone package. We don't pay for it, but that's where I would watch it. And in fact, I read an interesting article this morning about Mr. Mouse's failure. Their new Star Wars movie is not getting, you know, the widespread excitement that they were expecting. Now, I like The Mandalorian and Baby Yoda, so when the new movie comes out, I'm not going to go see it in the theater. I'll wait till I can see it for free on Mr. Mouse's network, or wherever. That's where it'll probably be, on the Mr. Mouse network. Well, we get that too as part of Dee's telephone package, her cell phone package, so we'll probably watch it there. I didn't see it until just a couple years ago when Dee and I, before we even got married in February of 23, we went to Disneyland and we took my daughter and her fiance there for their wedding present. We went there on a Friday, they were married on Sunday. And I had never been to Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland, so that was fun. It was fun to go there. We had a great time. And the Mandalorian was just standing there, you know, with Baby Yoda, like, in a little pouch. And Baby Yoda was moving around. So I'm sure that was, you know, probably just moving in a sequence, or somebody was controlling it remotely. And I didn't know anything about the Mandalorian until I saw it. And I really, really enjoyed it. That's one show I really enjoyed. I think there was even a spinoff later that I didn't really like, so I didn't watch it. So that's what I love about streaming, right? You start watching a movie or a television program. If you don't like it, you just stop watching. Now Dee and I are watching, I think it started in 2012. I knew when it said 2024 on there, I'm all like, well, there can't be 14 seasons if it started in 2024. But when I tried to look up a character and failed, because there's so many on there, it was 2012, and I'm talking about Call the Midwife. If you haven't seen that on the Flix, I highly recommend it. That's what we're watching now, and I really, really like it. Now, today, the reason why I am prepared less than usual is because last night we went to my stepdaughter and son-in-law's cigar lounge. They're opening a cigar lounge in Leveland. So if you live in the West Texas area, I highly recommend you go. It's called Galley's Cigar Lounge. I'm not getting paid to say that. It's because it's family. And so we went and hung out there last night, and it's really beautiful. They've done a great job, you know, painting the entire building. And my wife has helped went there yesterday and helped hang stuff up, and I've helped haul stuff there. Anyway, it's really cool. You can check it out on Facebook, Galley's, GALI'S. Galley's Cigar Lounge. Check it out. It's really, really a cool place. And if you live in West Texas, you should go hang out there. They're open today and tomorrow is like a sneak peek. And I think their official opening is the April 24th. So anyway, so I'll be going there as soon as the show is over today. And I'm looking forward to it. I had a cigar last night. And first cigar I've had in, I don't know, probably 5 years, 5, 6 years, long time. And it was so good. It was sweet. That's what I like. I like cognac, you know, cigars soaked in cognac or in, you know, sweet. And I had one that was soaked in honey, and it was super good. I don't even remember the name of it, but it was Alice's something. I don't remember. It was a Deadwood cigar, Alice's something. And anyway, it was great. Today I'm gonna have a latte cigar. We're going to take lunch over there, and after that, I'm going to have a latte cigar, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. Of course, I don't inhale. Don't be scared. I almost inhaled once, and I'm like, whoa! You know? I might have inhaled something when I lived in Northern California, but, you know, but it wasn't, you know, Mary Jane. Don't be scared. There wasn't 420, okay? I never was a big smoker. You know, back in the day when I was in my 20s, I might have a cigarette or two, but never was a big smoker. And so there you have it. Let's go to the X at. Here's something else I did want to talk about before we go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. I want to talk about the Artemis mission. Now, lefties are all, why do we spend money on that? Hey, look, I got a news flash for you there. They spent more in fraud in Minnesota Stan than they spent on this Artemis mission, okay? They spent billions in fraud in Minnesota Stan. Billions! Mick Shirley has uncovered billions in fraud in Minnesota Stan and Nasty Fornia. So I don't want to hear about, oh, they didn't spend money. The only problem I do have is with talk show hosts talking about how this is America's return to space. Have you not watched SpaceX over the last few years? That's what I gotta tell you. Well, this is a miraculous return to space. Hey, I prayed that yesterday they would come home safely, and they did. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Thank God they came home safely. Thank you. I was worried about them because of the heat shield having problems with the Artemis 1 mission. The Integrity 1 capsule had cracking of the ceramic heat shield. They don't use a super thick steel heat shield like they used to because it's just not efficient. It's not, I mean, it weighs like tons to have like several inches of steel shielding the craft as it comes down. So they typically use a ceramic heat tiles like the space shuttle. Remember the space shuttle? The space shuttle used to have tiles all over the bottom of the space shuttle, and it would come in like this, right? It would come in like this. And so the bottom of the space shuttle would heat. The reason that Columbia crashed, the reason that Columbia broke up when it re-entered over Texas, that's where it broke up. I have colleagues that saw the breakup, scary, is because they had a piece of foam from the fuel tank, a problem they knew was a problem. Piece of foam came off the external fuel tank and punched a hole in the leading edge of the wing on the Columbia space shuttle, and when hot gas got in there from re-entry, it literally tore the shuttle apart, and that's why it broke up on re-entry, which is just, oh, it was such a terrible thing. Now, I said at the time I was doing my television show, Tech Stuff, your show about technology, and I recorded video off of NASA TV and then edited it into the show, and it was a science mission, right? And which I didn't get. Why? We were assembling the International Space Station. It was like early in the assembly. We're talking in the 90s. It was the early assembly of the International Space Station. And it wasn't the 90s because I went to Bend, Oregon in 2001. So it had to be somewhere between the summer of 2001 and the summer and the fall. No, the summer. The summer of 2003, it was somewhere in there that they were, so they were assembling the International Space Station, and like I said, I lived in Bend, Oregon. I was watching it on NASA TV, and then I went to the office to do something, And then when I came back, I'm like, well, why is everybody just sitting around Mission Control? Because it should have landed already. And everybody was just quiet in Mission Control. Then I turned on the Communist Spews Network. You remember when the Communist Spews Network actually did news? You remember that? When they actually did? I'm old enough to remember when they actually did news. Before phone news, the Communist Spews Network did actual news. No, really, they did. And so I turned that on, and bam, there they were. They showed the breakup, where it broke up over Texas, and I was heartbroken. You know, why are we doing this? The reason the Columbia never went to the space station is because it was the first space shuttle to go to space. It wasn't the first space shuttle. This is a trivia that I always used on a new radio station. What was the first space shuttle to fly? It was not Columbia. No, it was the Enterprise. The Enterprise was the first space shuttle to fly. They took it up into a high orbit. Not even orbit. Didn't go into orbit. They took it up 50, 75,000 feet or something on the 747 and then released it. And then it came back and landed at Edwards Air Force Base, which is northeast of Los Angeles in the desert. Because they had like a 5-mile runway, you know, that was a dry lake bed. That was where they landed. And then, of course, later they started landing at Kennedy Space Center on more than a mile long runway there. I don't know how, but it was paved. So it was more efficient to have it there than all they had to do was just tow it back to the vehicle assembly building or wherever they prepped the space shuttle. I think they had special ginormous warehouses where they prepped it before it went to the VAV for assembly use. So you see, I am a technology geek because I watched it that much. So I think it's awesome that they went back to space, went farther than any humans ever have in space beyond the moon. Supposedly it was a record-setting distance beyond the moon. Brought back video. I'm sure pictures too that were more detailed than ever before. The video that I saw of the moon was incredible. Because now we have HD cameras that are much more advanced than in the 70s, in the late 60s, early 70s when we went to the moon. My earliest memory ever, talk about technology nerd, my earliest memory ever, I was 3 when they landed on the moon in 1969. And I don't remember so much seeing it on television as I do the excitement in the room. Everybody was like, yeah, because we went to the moon. And so that's my earliest memory. I was 3 years old in 1969. I'm not as scared to tell you how old I am. I mean, I feel like I'm 16, even though I'm 59. And since I've lost 25 pounds, I feel a lot better than I have. Still got 23 to go before August. That's my goal. And then probably even more. So even losing that 25 pounds, I feel much better physically, have more energy, I look better. You know, you can even see in my face, not quite as fat as it was before. I still say I have a great face for radio. Dee loves these dimples the most. I never even noticed it until I started doing this rumble, and I'm like, oh, look. I can't even do the fake smile. Dimples. Anyway, now let's go to the X, since we're already 22 minutes into the ramble. So when Mark Levin last night said, it's incredible that we've returned to space. I'm like, Mark, dude, we go to space all the time. Just recently, I don't know if it was yesterday or this morning, they launched a spacecraft to the International Space Station. It was launched, I think it was launched from California, which would be Vandenberg Air Force Base, just north of LA on the coast. I know because I lived there, I grew up there, and I used to see the contrails. No, it's not a chemtrail, sorry. It's a contrail from rockets that would be launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base. So, you know, don't be naive. Every contrail that comes from an airplane is not spraying chemicals on you. Am I naive in saying it's never happened before? Of course it has. They still seed clouds. When I lived in the Western Sierra foothills, I know that they were spraying clouds outside of Sacramento to try to get them to produce more rain. They do it in China. You know, they've tried to control hurricanes by dropping silver iodine into the hurricane, and it did nothing to control it. So, you know,
well, President Bush steered that hurricane to Katrina. No, that hurricane was sent to Asheville to hurt people.
Really? Do you really think we have the power to control a hurricane or even a tornado? No, we do not. Sorry. We can't. And this is what's incredible about the power of God, whether you believe in creation or not. The power of this planet is absolutely incredible. When I worked in the field for many years, guess what stops lightning? Nothing. Unplug your stuff. That's about the only chance you have to save it from being hit by lightning. I think I've told you on a previous show. I go to a customer's house.
Yeah, the cable destroyed my television.
Really? What else did you lose in your house?
My refrigerator, my microwave, my stereo.
Huh. How did the cable affect those?
Yeah.
It came through your power. 99% of the time, it came through your power. I only saw one lightning strike in South Carolina that actually went into the cable. It hit a pine tree, went down the tree, across the ground to a pedestal, and then went back through the cable plant all the way to the power supply, frying every piece of electronics on its way. That's the only time I've ever seen a direct strike. Now, it travels on the power a lot, and I've had a lot of electronics fried. Give you a good example. Same cable system, South Carolina. I was chief technician. And we had this one amplifier kind of out on the east side of town that used to get hammered every time there was a lightning storm. And so I went out there and I looked, and yeah, the amplifier's grounded. And the trunk cable went this way, amplifier crossed over the highway and kept going. And I'm like, huh, there's two major power lines here. This one goes out in the country this way. This one continues this way. Now, I wonder if I unground this amplifier, if it'll stop it from being fried. So I grounded the pole before and after the amplifier. And you know what? That amplifier never fried again. So it wasn't the cable that was frying that amplifier. It was the power lines. They were right above. So when the lightning would strike that power line, it would go down to the ground. It would go down to the ground because the pole was grounded. And it would fry the amplifier because it was a ground connected to the power ground going up to the amplifier. So anyway, I digressed again. Now we're 26 minutes. So we don't have much time to look at the X. So let me look at the X. You should follow me there, at Stephen Roy Radio. You know, I find it interesting. Yesterday I had like 720 followers, and right now I have 9,700. I had 9,720 followers last time I checked. Now it's 9,704. So are like bots disappearing? I don't really understand. Is X trying to control the number of followers I have? I don't know. I don't get it. So let's look at replies. Here was the Falcon 9 mission to the space station. It was called the Northrop Grumman Cygnus XL spacecraft that was sent to the space station. It was NG-24. So NG-24. And it said it was a supply mission. I don't know. So that's not a Dragon. It's not a Dragon spacecraft if it's a Cygnus XL. So it was still interesting to watch. This is the first time I saw a spacecraft actually separate from the second stage on one of the videos, I've seen it before on Dragon, but this wasn't a Dragon. It was really cool to see all that today. And if you want to watch that, go to my X at Stephen Roy Radio. I posted it 5 hours ago, so I posted it Saturday morning. All right, here's what I was telling you about. The Star Wars Spielberg fail to rank as a summer blockbuster. They're talking about the new Mandalorian. So, there you go. Star Wars Spielberg failed to rank as the summer's most anticipated movies. So, the Mr. Mouse movies are failing. They're failing. Now, most of them fail because I've got all this woke BS in there. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see a Hispanic Snow White. Okay? No one wants to see it. Why? Why are we redoing it? Hey, I have no problem with using anybody of any national origin. It should not matter. In fact, two things that were cool about the Artemis mission, the Artemis II mission, was they had an African American. That's the first black person that ever went to the moon, or at least by the moon. That's great. Shouldn't matter. Shouldn't matter what race you are or sex. And then there was the first woman to go to the moon or near the moon. I think that's great too. Now, this woman has been on several space flights. I think she holds the record for the longest. I don't know if it was the longest, but it was the first all-female spacewalk at the International Space Station. For the first all-female spacewalk at the International Space Station. What have I told you before on the show? I've told you before, there should be no discrimination between men and women. And what that also means is that if you go into the military, you want to be on the front lines, awesome. You have to pass the same physical fitness standards. You can't be a Navy SEAL or Marine Recon if you're a woman unless you go to SEAL school in Coronado. You got to go through the same training as every other SEAL. Navy SEAL, Marine Recon, go to the same school. I find it ironic that John Fetterman is the voice of reason. Out of all the Democrats, out of all the Dem Party, he is the voice of reason for the Dems. Isn't that great? Maybe he should be the leader of the Dems. Maybe he should be the leader of the Senate instead of Plug Schumer, who's doing whatever he can to destroy our country, to destroy this Senate, to attack President Trump. They don't even care what's best for Americans. They don't care if they shut down the TSA and you have to wait 5-6 hours to get on an airplane. They don't care. All they care about is their political power, their money and power. Now, this doesn't just apply to Dems. There are Repubs, too, that all they care, like John Thune, all he cares about is money and power, and that's why he needs to go. That's why he needs to go. So this is the article that was from, I believe it was from Breitbart. Yes, Fetterman. American media carrying the water for the Iranian government. Yes, Dems are supporting Iranistan. Isn't that ironic? Leftists are supporting Hamas, who murdered, 1,700 Israelis? It was the equivalent of 35,000 Americans when they raped and burned and threw in ovens babies, right? Strangled babies. That's what they did. That's what they did, and that's what started the war. And Iranistan's been threatening us for years, and they were on the cusp of having a nuclear weapon. You don't think they would use it against Israel? You don't think they use it against Europe? They're launching missiles now at the other Muslim countries. Isn't that amazing? All right. So this was a great show because I didn't talk that much about politics until right there at the end, but I'm out of time. I hope you enjoyed the Rumble. Thank you so much for watching. Hey, you have a great week. You have a great evening. You have a great day. Yes. Now you have to. Beep. That's it for the Rumble. I always do that. They don't hear me do that on the Rumble. All right. I have not even paid attention to what is queued up. But let's play this because it's fun. Yeah, it is fun. So let's play this first. This was heard in, what's the name of it? Lord, Where Art Thou? Was that the name of it? It's the movie with, what's his name? Alison Krauss. Did a lot of the lot of the soundtrack, and I believe she sung this one too, at least the female part. George Clooney, he was the one that was in that, and it was a good movie. I truly enjoyed it. So here you go. They called themselves the Soggy Bottom Boys.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and
Let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you wanna go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. Down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way.
just a stranger. My face you never will see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Oh my God, RFD!
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. But I'm working. I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I come home. Oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Change what don't need to change. there goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. Well, some folks say they're gonna hang him so high, 'cause you just can't do what he did. There's some things you just can't put in the minds of those kids. As we celebrate mediocrity, all the boys upstairs wanna see how much you'll pay for what you used to get for free. There goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. And there goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. Sometimes it'll kind of come in, and I'll bust a move and remember how it was back then. And there goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the boys. And there goes the last DJ.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
There's a slow moon rising. It shines can feel passion flowing as you fall into my arms. The secret way you touch me tells me there's no holding back, no holding back. I wouldn't be a man
anything I could resist. I'd have to be from another planet where love doesn't exist. I wouldn't be a man if I didn't feel like a roll with me, baby, all night long. Soul to soul with me, baby.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.